In Florida, like in much of the country, medical experts say young people in their 20s and 30s are driving a surge in COVID-19 cases. Although many have few, if any, symptoms, they have helped spread this virus, and now hospitals are feeling the impact. In a moment, we'll hear from the mayor of Miami-Dade County. NPR's Greg Allen has been reporting there. The county is trying to halt the surge by rolling back some of its reopening measures.
It took more than 3 months for Florida to register 100,000 cases of the coronavirus. That was 2 weeks ago. But since then, it's doubled to more than 206,000 cases. For medical experts, more troubling than the number of cases is the percentage of people tested who are positive. In Florida, it's jumped from single digits a few weeks ago to around 15% now. That's an indication that cases are increasing, not just because Florida is doing more tests, but because a rising percentage of people is becoming infected. The head of Jackson Health, Carlos Magoya, told county officials recently the surge is taxing his staff at Miami's largest hospital.
In the last 14 days, we have seen our numbers of patients in bed for COVID double.
The hospital had 345 patients who were positive for COVID-19 yesterday, up from 150 last month. Jackson Health and other hospitals have done their own rollback, suspending elective procedures to all but urgent or emergency cases. In an effort to slow the spread of the virus, Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez Monday announced he was limiting restaurants to only takeout and delivery. The order also closes gyms, fitness centers, party venues, and short-term rentals. It comes just 3 weeks after restaurants were allowed to resume serving customers on the premises. Miami-Dade County also recently imposed a late-night curfew. The orders are aimed at discouraging residents, especially young people, from gathering in crowds indoors and outside. Last month, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis closed all bars in the state, but since then he's resisted other measures, such as a statewide mandate requiring face coverings. On Monday, he downplayed concerns about the rising numbers.
There's no need to be fearful. Let's just focus on the facts. We understand what we've got to do as a state, and let's get it done.
DeSantis says his administration is focused on protecting the most vulnerable, namely elderly people in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. The state is now requiring some 200,000 workers at those facilities to be tested for the coronavirus every 2 weeks. As for the surge in cases among young people, DeSantis asks that it be kept in perspective.
The number one age for cases in Florida is 21, and if you're 21 and you don't have significant comorbidities, your fatality rate is pretty much zero.
DeSantis says he believes Floridians are listening to the pleas from medical experts and officials to wear face coverings, socially distance, and avoid large gatherings. And for young people who do contract COVID-19, he said he found it, quote, comforting that it's affecting folks that are less likely to see clinical consequences. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.